The First Medical School White Coat Ceremonies. White coat ceremonies are a rite of passage at most medical schools, but they are surprisingly a newer phenomenon that did not become common until the late 20th century. The first two well-documented white coat ceremonies were in 1989 at the University of Chicago and in 1993 at Columbia University Medical School in New York City, according to an article in the Los Angeles Times. The Los Angeles Times writes that white coat ceremonies started at the University of Chicago Medical School in 1989 after a professor complained to the Dean of Students, Norma F. Wagoner, that first-year medical students were showing up in shorts and baseball caps. To mandate a professional look, Dean Wagoner created a ceremony in which to give medical students physician coats in a white coat ceremony. Parents were invited and students were told that for any session where we have patients present, we expect you to look like professionals, wear the white coat, and behave appropriately. The Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons followed in 1993 when Dr. Linda Lewis, the dean at the Ivy League Med School, joined with the Arnold P. Gold Foundation to sponsor the first full-fledged white coat ceremony. The incoming class of medical students recited the Hippocratic Oath during this ceremony, something normally only done at graduation. Arnold P. Gold, a one-time Columbia professor, said rearranging that oath's timing actually returns to the original concept of Hippocrates, who had students recite it at the outset of their apprenticeships. It was a condition of training, Gold told the Los Angeles Times in 1999. Instead, we had them taking an oath about the kind of doctor they would become at graduation. It was 4 years too late. This was the start of taking the Hippocratic Oath during a white coat ceremony,